He knew Ivan. He repeated this several times. You could only teach him with weapons, he said. Nothing else made any impression on Ivan. I peeled my apple. To distinguish between the master races and inferior races, as Hitler did, was nonsense, of course. But Asiatics were always Asiatics. I ate my apple. I took my electric shaver out of my briefcase in order to shave, or rather to be alone for a quarter of an hour. I don't like Germans, although my friend Joachim was also a German. In the washroom, I wondered whether I should move to another seat. I just didn't feel like getting better acquainted with this gentleman, and it would be at least another 4 hours before we reached Mexico City, where my neighbor had to change planes. I had made up my mind to sit somewhere else. There was a number of places free. When I came back into the cabin, shaved, so that I felt freer, more confident, I can't bear being unshaven. He had just taken the liberty of picking up my papers from the floor in case somebody trod on them. He handed them to me, politeness personified. I thanked him as I stowed the papers away in my briefcase, rather too cordially, it seems, since he immediately took advantage of my thanks to ask more questions. Did I work for UNESCO? I felt my stomach, as I often did recently.